You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? I got a really good show for you today. This one's going to be a slam dunk, home run, epic touchdown. This is going to be revolutionary. So let's go ahead and get it. Coronavirus on Call of Duty told me KYS. What's KYS stand for? Kill yourself. I'm not telling you to kill yourself, but coronavirus told me to kill myself. So, first things first, my clan tag is POTUS. My PS4 gamer tag is Sheriff Puma. So I was playing Call of Duty, and we were winning. And not only were we winning the match, we were destroying the other team. And that's whenever I noticed that coronavirus told me to go kill myself. This was after the match. And I looked down into the corner of the screen, and that's where you can get secret messages, like whisper messages. Well, he said, go kill yourself. So now, that could not be directed just towards me, because it was posted to the whole team. But it's just kind of funny that coronavirus said, kill yourself. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? So anyways, so there's this whole press briefing propaganda crap, whatever the everybody wants to call it. We know that it's the coronavirus press briefings inside the White House, right? Well, the thing about that is, the reason I'm bringing it up is because if the coronavirus was real, then everybody who's sitting one seat apart from each other in the media would not be sitting one seat apart from each other in the media inside the White House briefing room. Here's why. The Secret Service has so many different secret types of ways to know if you're going to potentially harm the president. So, if this virus was real, for one, do you think anybody would be in that White House at all? Two, if a reporter goes into the White House to do a press briefing and is going to be in the same room as the president, don't you think that they would probably be tested for this fairy tale virus before this all happens? And if the test came back negative, then why is everybody one seat apart? Something just doesn't add up. So, my question is, why? Why are they all sitting one seat apart from each other? Because, like I said, if you're potentially going to harm the president somehow, their job is to stop you. And believe me, they have tons of ways to find out. Like, for example, they sensed radiation inside of a room. Somehow, they've got a sensor for that. And the person that they tracked it down to actually had, I think it was chemo radiation. Like, how would you know that? How would you even know? Well, they've got ways of knowing. Just like they would have ways of knowing if you've got this virus. So, how is it that they could do this, like be in this room and still have to sit one seat apart from each other? Why would you have to respect social distancing is my question, if you weren't a threat to the president or each other? Makes no sense at all. And one reporter was so brazen that they actually were wearing a mask during their questioning, during the briefing. That makes no sense at all. I mean, am I the only one who thinks that's weird? Do you also find that very odd that it would be this way? That they would hold a press conference in this fashion if everybody there was not a threat to the president himself? As I said, doesn't add up. None of this makes any sense to me. And I'm going to move this on to another point, is that I have made such a big deal about this being a fake virus that Trump can't push the virus anymore. He can't possibly shove it out into the public and make them buy it anymore because it's fake. First, he says it's a hoax. Then, now, he's acting as if it's a real thing. And it's so crazy because in New York, they're allegedly burying tons of bodies that supposedly died because of this coronavirus, right? So they're carrying body bags and wheeling people out in with drapes over the bodies, which we don't even know if this is all for real. If these are real human bodies, we don't know what this is because we can't see. We're not there. But they wheel out these bodies, then they put them in the body bags, then they put them in a box, and then they shove dirt over the box, and it's a mass grave. You can look this up at Trump Burial Pit. Now This posted it, and I caught a hold of that, and I was just like, okay, well, why are they dying then? And I'm pretty sure that I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I needed to reiterate myself to reaffirm this, that, you know, how this all doesn't add up. I mean, the main question is, how are these people dying, if they're even really dying, or is this just another crisis actor situation? And if you need to see and understand and learn more about the crisis actors, then please go to acapnews.com and search for crisis actor, and it'll pop up. Crisis actors don't exist, right? And so whenever you get there, I'm not going to get into all the details because you can go watch the video at acapnews.com, but the main thing is that this guy, I forget his name, but he breaks down how crisis actors work. And there are so many people who come through and they're denying the fact that there's crisis actors. Oh, there's not crisis actors. David Hogg says, I'm not a crisis actor. But in all facts, in the fact of the matter is, yes, they are. Yes, you are, David Hogg. Trump, crisis actor. He's an actor. He's on TV. He does reality TV shows. He does scripted network shows. I mean, he's been in Home Alone. I believe it's Home Alone 2. And it's just, it's nuts to think that he's going to get up there and be a crisis actor, and people like me, who actually care and actually know the facts, what he just thinks that we're not going to say nothing about it, that we're not going to call his bluff, that we're not going to call him out online. That's absolutely horrendous to think of. To think that he would insult we the people's intelligence this much. But alas, the fact is, he is, does, and this, I mean, it's just what he's doing. It's what he's doing. He's getting up there and saying one thing, recanting his statement, and then expecting you to believe him afterwards. How does this add up? I mean, the fact of the matter is, it doesn't add up. None of this adds up. And I don't care what kind of monkeys in a barrel you're throwing at it. It's none of it is going to count. These monkeys in a barrel don't count. They just don't. They're just monkeys in a barrel. They're just a piece of plastic in a piece of plastic. They're toys. They're tools. It's nothing. It's just, it's crazy to think about that he would seriously insult our intelligence this way. You know, what's really weird is how he's going to withhold funding to WHO, the World Health Organization, and this is also what he did with the Joe Biden scandal. He withheld payments so that they would drop the dirt on Joe Biden. Now, this is all alleged, by the way. Because I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, and I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm just telling you what was reported. So he's withholding that from the Joe Biden scandal. He's withholding funding from WHO, then turns around and talks crap about the director of WHO. And see, I can't even finish that train of thought because none of this makes any sense on how he would be so ballsy to do something like this to all of us and think that we're not going to rise up. So that's another question. Is this just to get us to quote unquote misbehave so that way he can just come through and say martial law? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. Because we're peacefully protesting, all of us who are out in the streets and doing our business anyways, or just being out in the streets to be out in the streets. You know, and so there's tons of people in cars, and they're all taking to the streets, and they're either parking or driving down the street, and they're causing a huge traffic jam. What's not okay is that they've blocked the ER entrance to the hospital. So that's, we're just gonna say the odd, we're gonna state the obvious, that's not okay to do. But here's why I think they did that, is because they know that their hospital is lying. That they're, you know what I mean? Like, it's to the point to where they cannot push this virus anymore. And I was just made aware of the fact that supposedly this hoax virus is supposed to just magically come back in 10 years. I don't think so. Not on my watch. I'm not allowing that to happen. It doesn't matter. This is not coming back in a 10-year. It's not taking a 10-year hiatus, because we all know better than that. And if they try that, we will overthrow the government. I mean, think about it. That's what we're doing right now. We're taking to the streets for an overthrow. We know that he's a liar in office. We all know he's lying and pushing propaganda tools against us. And it's ridiculous for them to think that we are gonna stand for their lies. There's tons of hashtags of like, recall Governor Whitmer, recall Governor Gavin Newsom, and you know, like, it's either hashtag Gavin, I'm sorry, hashtag recall Gavin Newsom, and, you know, it's but look it up, just look it up, and you'll see there are tons of people pushing this agenda and praising Gavin Newsom. But out in the streets, they all say he's a tool. They all say he's a goof, he's a goon. They don't want him in office. But on Twitter, it's a whole different story. You've got shill accounts. Now let me explain to you what a shill account is. Fake photo, crap bio, and a bunch of shill tweets. Like, this person says, got to be me. Like, it's I've got to be me, but the I is missing. Is it got to be me? And I'm like, okay, yeah, this isn't a shill account. You've got no name, you're not verified, you don't even have a photo, you've got a crap bio that makes no sense. So, how are you credible? But then, let's back this up, because there was somebody who does have all that information, right? They've got their avatar as themselves and whatnot. But their hair is dyed bright pink. And so my immediate question was, because somebody with pink hair is credible? Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, sure. Sure, okay, sure. Just saying. And it's funny because there's another guy who comes on my tweets and says he's a political activist. And just to be funny, I said, oh yeah, please do tell, what is a political activist? And would you believe that this guy actually responded, trying to educate me on what a political activist is? He's trying to educate a presidential candidate? Like, somebody who is delegated to do some stupid crap in the politics that nobody cares about, and he equals nothing in the political realm. And I've never even heard of this turd. And he's trying to say he's a political activist and he's so important and he was dope and all this crap. But the fact of the matter is that he's purposely trying to elicit a response. Like, it got so bad that I had to block them, because it's not because I couldn't handle it. It's because it got annoying. I don't want to see that. I don't care. I don't have time. And it's very tempting to respond because they are so stupid that I want to make an example of them, but I've already made an example of them. Like, I retweeted his tweet with a quote on top of it, like a comment on top of it that says, will somebody get this guy a pacifier? I mean, it was that bad. I mean, and then I posted a picture of a baby crying, and it's just nuts. And it's funny because they're all the same. They start attacking me, attacking my intelligence, attacking whatever they can, and whenever they can't get away with that, they start attacking my campaign, saying I'm insignificant or whatever. Okay, well, why are you replying if I'm so it's so insignificant or I'm not relevant and I've got a joke campaign. Why are you taking the time to reply? Oh, that's right, because you're a shill. You know, what's funny is that, and I'll just put it very simply, the truth that I exposed got several candidates to drop out of the election. Every candidate that has dropped out of the election, I have hammered the truth into, and they had no choice but to drop out. Tulsi Gabbard, probably a horrible example because I did slam her with the truth, but, you know, I wasn't like really going hard at her, but she dropped out. For two reasons, and this is my personal observation, so don't take this as fact, but for two reasons. One reason, because she can't compete with me. For the second reason is because she probably sees that I'm trying to do what she would like to do in politics, so she's like, you know what, let this guy handle it, because I don't want that kind of heat on me that it's gonna bring. Because, like, look at me, I've been like hammering the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, everybody, I'm a target to everybody with that, that's involved with that. I mean, people have come out of the woodwork just to position themselves in my attention or say something to me or try to discredit me. It's nuts. And so with that said, I'd like you to go to my Twitter at Chance Campaign and see the Las Vegas shooting video that I have up there right now. It's a three-parter because you can only have 2 minutes and 20 seconds per video. So make sure you comb through those to see the whole interview. It's with me and Roger Stone. And Roger Stone just got denied a retrial, basically, is what I'm understanding. He's trying to have another trial set to prove his innocence, and they have denied it. So you've got to question why. Why are they hammering Roger Stone so bad? The next day after I did the interview, Kaia Jones calls in, and she just completely covers the whole thing up with the Harvey Weinstein Hollywood scandal. Why? She was there at the Las Vegas shooting. Why didn't she talk about that? It was all about the Pussycat Dolls, how they're being pimped out, and how this is going on all across Hollywood. Makes no sense. So anyways, here's the moment that you've all been waiting for.
Donald Trump! Hi, my name is Donald Trump, and I'm in office. I'm in the Oval Office. Donald Trump. My name is Donald Trump.
I don't know. I had something better planned for this, but I just wanted to give you guys an example of like how I, you know, because I misspelled it whenever I made the video, which you should go check out, by the way. It's on sheriffx.com/videos. And I really hammered him. Dotard Trump. D-O-D-A-R-D. And I'm saying Dotard Chump.
My name's Dotard Chump. I'm gonna lie to you. I'm gonna profit off this.
I added a link to all my press releases on chancetrahan.com or chance.money. And go there and check out the part where I talk about the political extortion that shows how they're profiting off of the virus.